I'm Carl Linden, Scientific Director for Toxicology at Diagnostic Laboratory Services. We're a local company that is performing pre-employment random workplace drug testing. We service about 1,000 companies, and we're testing approximately 30,000, 40,000 tests annually. The specimens come to us from our satellite locations. Crystal meth is analyzed separately from marijuana or cocaine. So on this bench is where they go into small vials. This is called an auto sampler. The tray will move around and there's a little syringe that's going to sample just a microliter or two from the vial and inject it into the confirmatory instrument. And the computer will give us data that will indicate how much and also give data that identifies the drug. Before a final report is released, there's a certification because the laboratory cannot have an erroneous result. Once the certification process is complete, the result can be released, and then it goes to a physician who has an acronym of MRO, which stands for Medical Review Officer. And that physician is tasked to identify if there's a legitimate medical reason for the positive as opposed to illicit use. But with the ice addicts, you know, you'll see these astronomical levels in the urine, 100,000 nanograms, 150,000, and the cutoff is 500 nanograms, often indicative of meth abuse. Ice is typically in the system from 1 to 4 days, maybe 6 for a very high dose. The data that I'm assured of, it really begins in 2007, which I think was past the peak of the crystal meth problem. It was occurring the late 90s, early 2000 decade. For crystal meth, it's about 1% of the 30,000 annually, but it's still 3 to 4 times above the main usage for their ICE positive rate. Not 1, 0.1, 0.2, you know, somewhere in that range. But keep in mind that the protocol for pre-employment drug testing is such that most people that apply for a job know they're going to be drug tested. So my question is, why do we have any positives? And also the other side of that is the real usage is probably much higher than the 1% that we're seeing. And people have tried to run through these algorithms to determine what is that level. And, you know, I've heard anywhere from 2-3%, 14-25%, looking at all substance abuse, but it's too high, so we shouldn't relax in our treatment of it.